Hello, and welcome to the SJRMC podcast. Today, it's my pleasure to share information with you about unlocking opportunities and understanding auxiliary education benefits. My name is Teresa Becker, and I'm the manager of volunteer services. Part of the mission of the auxiliary and our volunteer program is fundraising, which is primarily done in our gift market. This allows us to use the proceeds to provide equipment for San Juan Regional, as well as educational assistance funding. We've been assisting both caregivers and community members with funding to further their careers at San Juan Regional for many years. First, I'd like to share a few fun facts about the Auxiliary Educational Assistance Funds. Records of over 20 years ago show that the auxiliaries paid out a total of $652,781 in educational assistance to 96 people. The auxiliary helped with funding many years ago prior to 2004, but we unfortunately don't have those records. Many recipients received funds for several semesters, with some even obtaining many different degrees with the help of our educational assistants. We not only assist with degree programs, but also certification programs. We have even helped someone in plant maintenance to take courses and get their contractor's license. We have an application process, which includes completing a one-page application to tell us about your course of study and degree plan. We ask that you write an essay about your plans, your career goals, and what this help would mean to you. We also ask that you submit proof of enrollment in an accredited program that would also benefit San Juan Regional. Your most current transcript or grades, along with your GPA, will also be required. We also require that you maintain at least a 3.0 cumulative GPA to be eligible for these funds. Receipts must be provided in order for the funding to occur. These funds are to be used for books and tuition, and the amount awarded per semester is up to $1,000. Once you're approved after the initial application process, it's pretty easy to request funds for additional semesters. You simply need to provide your new schedule, complete a brief form to verify nothing has changed, and include grades from the semester that you just completed. This is called a fast-track process. Once you complete your program, you're asked to work here 1 year to fulfill the obligation, then nothing would need to be paid back. The one-year obligation is met for the entire program you completed, even if it took several years. However, if you do not finish your program, cannot maintain a 3.0 GPA, or do not work here 1 year after your program ends, then repayment is required. Those who do not already work here who receive funds must make the effort to get hired here. You should know that we assist with programs up to a master's degree. Also, we assist primarily with the spring and fall semesters. Many who have received funding still work here and have also moved up in various positions. This is very rewarding, and we love seeing where people start out and where they finish up. The Auxiliary Educational Assistance Funds are different than the education funds offered through San Juan Regional for our caregivers. You are eligible and encouraged to use both. So hopefully by now you've heard enough information to pique your interest. So now what? Basically, the next step is to apply, and here's what you need to know. Application forms for the upcoming fall 2024 semester will be available starting June 3rd. The deadline to return the completed application is July 26th. The application form for first-time applicants is called the traditional packet. Those who were funded initially and want to continue on will complete the fast-track form. Both applications will be available on the SJRMC intranet, the SJRMC website, in Cafe Que Pasa on the Volunteer Information Board, or in Volunteer Services. Flyers will also be displayed in cases near the time clocks, which will have a QR code to get you directly to the information page with the forms link. We are happy to help people in our community and our current caregivers with this funding. Our volunteers are also committed to raising funds so that we can help many more people. We realize that there are many programs that can assist you with your educational needs, but we also know that it often takes a combination of several programs to offset the cost. We are grateful that we can make it a little easier for people to achieve their goals, and this will ultimately help our patients at San Juan Regional. We are very proud to share that since 2017, $124,000 has been awarded to 50 teen volunteers for scholarships. These funds are only offered to our teen volunteers who are graduating through the application process. They must serve at least 100 volunteer hours to be eligible. This opportunity is separate from the Educational Assistance Program, but worth mentioning. So if you have or know any teens between 14 and 18 years of age, we highly encourage you to have them apply to be a volunteer. It's very rewarding and gives them great experience. They can go to the SJRMC website under the Community tab to apply to be a volunteer. This year alone, we awarded $32,000 to 8 of our graduating teen volunteers. I hope that this overview helps you to understand more about this benefit. For more information, or if you have questions, please feel free to reach out to me at 505-609-6156 or tbecker@sjrmc.net. Thank you and have a great day.